New members of the Dolphins Walk of Fame going in on Sunday before the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This year, they are the unsung heroes, and we get to honor one of the great defensive linemen in the history of this franchise, Tim Bowens. He joins us in studio now. Let me ask you this question. We have Sam on here all the time. He works with us. He talks about you all the time. When they went up in the honor roll earlier this year, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, they talked about you all the time, about the work that you put in to help them be able to do what they did. My question is, did they thank you while it was happening, or is this only now happening after the fact?
probably after. But it's an honor. This franchise, you know, starting off with the undefeated guys, and then the guys after that, and then myself, I mean, it's just an honor. All the guys before me, those are great players. I mean, it's something that would never be duplicated, the 72 Dolphins. I mean, I hope it never gets broken. I hope that record never gets broken.
Tim, you go in and for this honor, and you talk about this franchise as a long history of excellence with the Miami Dolphins. There have been a lot of people that have come through here, but this weekend they'll put a plaque down on the ground for you, and that's not going to go anywhere for the next however long this franchise is around. You'll be part of that, and there's got to be a special feeling to have that kind of honor with an organization that has such deep history.
Right. When I was there for Zach and JT's thing, I mean, I got a chill up my body just to see those guys go up. So to see my name going amongst the greats, along with Coach Shula, of course, Dan Marino, and et cetera, you know, it's so many guys. It's just an honor.
How closely do you stay up on the team right now?
When they're playing good, I watch them. And then when they're not, I turn the TV. So I watch them pretty good. Pretty,
all right, so this defensive front, I heard you talking about it in the press conference earlier, the defensive line especially. Paul Soliak, kind of a guy after your own heart, I would imagine. What do you make of the team and the way they're playing up front especially? That's your area of expertise.
Well, up front, they're doing a great job of stopping the run, putting pressure on the quarterback. Cameron Wake has had a great year. Aldridge has had a pretty good year. And the two guys on the inside, I mean – sky's the limit for those guys. They're still young. They're still hungry, especially Soliak, which is the nose guard. I couldn't play that position. I applaud him for that, but he's done a great job.
Tim, you look at these guys going forward, and is there some optimism with you when you look at the Dolphins? They got a new young quarterback, new head coach, and you know, I think a lot of people feel like they're only a few positions away. Are you optimistic that this thing will get turned around and you'll be watching more games instead of changing the channels here?
Well, you know, on the offensive side, it's just I like the receivers they have now, but you just need a dominant big guy. And, you know, this league is a tight end-driven league, and every other team I see has a tight end making, you know, a lot of catches. It's no disrespect to Fasano. Yeah. But, you know, it's just certain little positions that need to be upgraded just a little bit, and then they should have a great year next year.
Tim, one other thing I know, and you talk about all the guys that you played, Jason and then Zach and then all these guys, that Sam, all the guys you lined up with, every one of those guys that I've talked to has the same thing to say. If I ever get in a fight, I want Tim on my side. What are you going around beating the hell out of people or something? Everyone wants to be on your
– I did when I –
everyone wants to be your tag team partner.
I did when I was younger, but I'm older now. I have kids, so I can't go around beating people up.
Tim Bowens is with us. He's going into the Dolphin Walk of Fame. They also talk about what a help he was on the field. Yep. 7 straight years this defense finished in the top 10 with you guys. You played in, 92 consecutive games at what point? What was the big couple of keys to success you think you had? Because it was one of the great defenses in football, obviously.
Just staying healthy and being competitive. Like you said, the D-line, we were all just compete with each other. The D tackles, we would compete against each other, and the DNs would compete. And you know the DBs, they love to compete. So those are prima donnas, Pat and Sam. And Zach, of course, he was just the foundation of the whole defense. I mean, he could call plays out and be over there before the play even ran. That's why I don't like for him to give me all the credit, because he used to call plays out and would be over there before I even get off the ball. So I would like to thank Zach and especially Jason Taylor and a couple more teammates, Sam and Pat. And I just miss those guys, man. I wish I could go back and just go back in the locker room and joke and just do all the stuff we used to do.
Who in that huddle was the nonstop talker? I think I might know, but who never shut up in that huddle?
Oh, it was Zach.
Yeah. I would have thought it would be Sam over there in the,
that high-pitched voice. You can hear him, but he's not in the huddle. You can hear
Sam would always just stand out.
Right.
Pat would go to one side. Right. Sam would go to the other side.
That's the exact word we use when we do our Sam impressions. Tim Bowens, congratulations going into the Walk of Fame on Sunday, along with A.J. Duhay, Manny Fernandez, Nat Moore, Earl Morrill, Don Strock, and, of course, all the members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame that played for the Dolphins. It was an exciting weekend, definitely, and get to put the band back together this weekend. Should be a lot of fun. Congratulations.
Thank you.